Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, things we've ruined, plus NASA and Donnie Baker. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and
then.
You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
So, Mark, you're a single guy.
Yeah, I tell you though, it's tough because I got these neighbors behind me.
Really?
My neighbor Gail, very...
Gail?
Gail is a woman who just moved. Her bedroom wall is right behind mine, and she has a new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I found this out. His name is Tom!
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Coming up, a new feature called Things We've Ruined for Everyone.
Oh, I like this.
I do too.
This is going to be a long feature.
Yeah. Based on some mail. You can probably guess some of the things we've ruined. Thank you very much, and you're certainly welcome. Let's see, in this room, it's the big room. We've got Ace Cosby, once again, a loyal Las Vegas Raider fan.
Yeah.
It's good to see you, Ace. That hat. Yesterday you had the giant logo on your shirt. Today the huge logo on your cap. It's a 2020 Las Vegas Raiders logo.
Getting ready for training camp.
All right. let's see now. There's Chick McGee across the way there. That's Josh. I'm Tom. Through the glass, it's Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Christy. And then Pat Godwin has joined us. A guitar. We're going to get a new song out of Pat here, I understand, in just a few minutes. Not to mention the Ace Cosby joke of the day coming up. Ace, of course, radio legend, engineer, the man, the voice. And right now, I expect any second now, I think we're going to be hearing the hotline ringing if luck is with us. And perfect. Thank you very much.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Tom, you're better than a Ouija board predicting every time I call.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
I swear to God. Also, I keep hearing your Ace Cosby's joke of the day.
Uh-huh.
I'll say it like this. I can't believe how deep Ace's voice is.
Yeah, sure is.
I don't even know if it's possible to fake voices. But if it is, my money says, Ace, you're faking it.
No, Donnie, this is my real voice.
Okay, fair enough. But if that's really your voice, you must have to pick up your avocado-sized testicles and lay them on your lap when you sit down.
Well, I have to be gentle with them.
Man, your voice... When your voice changed and you hit puberty, people must thought you was possessed or talking in a death rattle or something. I swear to God. No wonder why so many men got low testosterone. I think it's because you got all of it, eh?
Donnie, this is my real voice.
You swear to God you ain't faking it?
Nope.
I mean, remember that one dude from Oak Ridge Boys, the Elvira?
Yeah.
Dude, she does the oom-baba, wow-wow.
Yeah, sure.
On purpose. One day he's going to slip up. I bet you $50 he'll go in a real high voice. Oom-baba, oom-baba, wow. That must be a real voice. I'm just jealous because mine ain't all deep like yours.
Yeah.
Mine sounds like a weed whacker that's running low on two-cycle. You know? The Baker curse. You know, Ace, with your famous joke of the day and everything, you're popular enough now, you could just go by your first name alone, like Madonna, Kesha, or how Donnie Marie's kid, Haley Joe Osment. He just goes by Haley Joe now.
Haley Joe, I didn't know that.
I swear to God. I'd love to see a sequel at maybe at Sixth Sense. Josh, you think they're ever going to come out with the Seventh Sense?
You know, I'd watch it.
That movie's pretty good, but I guess they couldn't bring back the Bruce Willis character since he's dead and all.
Bruce Willis isn't dead?
Yeah, he's dead right at the start. Yeah.
Wow.
He's dead through the whole movie.
You should open a voice school and teach other people how to talk the way you talk. I love every person I talk to sounding like you every day. It'd be a lot better dealing with a cable company if everybody sounded as cool as you. Oh, spoiler alert. I got a joke for you, Ace. Then I got to skate. Well, my Uncle Sonny with an O always tells this one. Did you hear the CEO of the world's biggest cable company died yesterday?
Oh.
Yeah, his funeral's next Tuesday. Sometime between the hours of 9 a.m. and 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Closed casket. Oh, and his widow invited me to come over to her house and lay some cable of my own later.
Oh, boy.
Swear to God. I said, that's cool, baby. But just so you know, we got called before we dig. Ace, if you didn't get it, no worries. You'll be hearing that one again on Best Of.
Thank you. Thank you, Donnie.
Very confident.
Oh, that was good. Well, coming up, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, of course. Brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.
That was our surprise.
That
was our surprise.
That was it?
What was our surprise?
Ace was part of the Donnie Baker talk.
Ace had a role today.
You gotta be me. What?
Now, have we completed sports?
Yes. Yes, we have.
Okay, because I want to talk, because your favorite subject.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport, Christy Lee.
Before we get to Christy, your favorite thing is to watch documentaries.
I love docs.
You love documentaries.
I'm a good doc and British TV shows. Yeah, go ahead.
And there's a new one out there. There was one a couple years ago. I think it was made by Jacob Dylan, Bob Dylan's son.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
About interviewing
really
some of the famous artists in Laurel Canyon. Yeah. I guess there's a new one out there now. About this topic that is on it's on Epix. It says a two-part documentary series, Laurel Canyon, will premiere this month on Epix. E-P-I-X.
June or you say this month? You mean now?
Yes, it is on now.
Yeah, Epix is on your Apple TV.
Okay, it's about the Byrds, Buffalo Springfield, Mamas and Papas, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, Joni Mitchell, The Doors, Jackson Brown, Linda Ronstadt, The Eagles.
Sounds like the one that.
Yeah.
Jacob Dylan did.
Well, it's the same topic, you know, more than one person is allowed to.
Well,
this one apparently is vastly superior to the other one.
Oh, okay,
right?
Cool.
According to some of the reviews I've read. Hmm. So who knows? I mean, it's a bunch of some of the most talented people ever, but I guess this one focuses a lot on Joni Mitchell, who I guess was barely in the other one.
That's true.
So the Laurel Canyon and then what was that album? Ladies of the Canyon. Remember the Joni Mitchell album?
Don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Ladies of the Canyon, music only dogs can hear. That's right.
You don't like Joni Mitchell, seriously?
I like Joni Mitchell.
Do you know who? What artist
was that
indicated?
California
that,
thing. That gets on my nerves.
This will shock you.
Okay. What?
Robert Plant said that one of his biggest influences for Led Zeppelin was Joni Mitchell.
And that's supposed to sway me how?
Well, you know, great songwriting. And why am I even bothering?
In fact, Joni Mitchell was the tall, cool one that Robert Plant sings about.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. That's the wrong artist and the wrong song. And she was not.
That's
the Hollies, you idiot.
No, that's
a rubber plant song. Long, cool woman in a black dress?
That's not what he's talking about.
The Honey Drippers.
He's talking about the Honey Drippers.
Tall, cool one.
Tall, cool one.
Yeah.
Very, very popular in the 80s.
It has a Zeppelin riff at the end of it, right? Mm-hmm.
It's really a great cool. song.
Which I always thought very was somewhat cool. of a cop-out.
I thought it was cool. I was
but
now, nice.
You're solo now. Just it's don't like, let leave the Zeppelin stuff behind.
Is that right?
That's what I felt, yeah.
Now, Chick's a big fan of Robert's new band.
Yeah, he sure is, yeah.
Yeah, Robert
can't even remember the name of
sensational
it.
Sensational Sounds of Swinging and Swaying Sound with shit, Bobby Plant.
They're great. they're only fantastic. Okay, I'm
Robert
sorry.
Robert Plant Band. That's all he needs. He's Robert Plant.
The point is, he's a big Joni Mitchell fan, and I know, Pat, you're a big Joni Mitchell fan.
I am. I love the album Blue, every song on it. She was the first confessional singer-songwriter. Everyone's doing it now, talking about their boyfriends and stuff, or lack of one.
What was the name of the album?
It's called Blue. Every song on it, fantastic. Yeah,
B-L-U-E, okay? Calm down, all right?
It should have been called Blown.
It's one of the greatest albums of all time.
And she was
find
the first,
a note.
So, yeah, I know. Tom threw me, and I had to put a capo on. But here we go. The first
been
confessional.
This for 4 days.
Singers.
Oh, my gosh.
Writing songs and smoking hash while bawling Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I hooked up with James Taylor, too, and wrote about it every day. Jackson Brown had a giant dong.
Did he?
And he never really did me wrong. But I needed another breakup song. I'm surprised he didn't sue. These days, Taylor Swift's the best. If John Mayer dumped me, I'd get it off my chest. Adele Alanis Morissette, too. We spill the dirt that way. I cashed in love from my side now. You crash and burn, break up somehow, and trash the ex after the fall, and tell the whole wide world he's really small.
Oh, excellent. Oh, man.
Thank you.
Man, dumped on by John Mayer.
Yeah.
I mean, dumped by John Mayer.
It'll happen, yeah.
A little inside joke.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. Now, speaking of great songs and a new feature, we don't have music for this feature yet, but it's will be called Things We've Ruined for People.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And,
this is a good one.
It comes to us from St. Charles, Missouri, this email from Matt. Dear Bob and Tom, you have officially corrupted me.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
The other day, I heard the song Wildfire on the radio and immediately started laughing. Because you guys are making fun of that song, and it's such a sad song, and here I am laughing.
Busted down or something.
I am no longer able to listen to Bob Welch or Bread without laughing and thinking of you guys.
Well, that's nice.
We have
Matt.
One of those on Twitter, too.
What's wrong with Bob Will?
I love Bob Will.
Hey.
Hey.
He doesn't sound like that.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with my singing.
There ain't nothing wrong at all.
Got a ball gag in my throat.
We have one on Twitter. Eric says he heard Hypnotized by Fleetwood Mac.
It's a great
and
song.
Immediately laughed his ass off thinking of us talking about it on the show.
That's a great song. It's a great Fleetwood
Your
Mac song.
Your eyes got me dreaming.
Now, Josh, yesterday you were bragging about punching a windshield and breaking it.
Well, I'm very strong.
Yeah. This is
very, very strong.
A windbag.
Yes.
Hoping to hurt Josh's feelings. A windshield is made to take the impact from the outside, not the inside.
Hmm.
I've been working with windshields for over a quarter century.
Is that right?
Punching a windshield from the inside is nothing.
nothing.
He didn't. He could have said less than nothing, but he said nothing.
Thank you, John, for pointing that out.
No, I'm quite strong.
Okay, now we return to the news desk with Christy Lee. What else is going on?
The U.S. military could lose the Space Force trademark to Netflix. The U.S. Space Force, a branch of the U.S. Armed Forces, first announced in 2018, shares its name with a comedy series starring Steve Carell that was produced by the streaming company. Attorneys for the U.S. military have done little to secure the Space Force name as a registered trademark. Netflix, however, has been a little more aggressive and has already locked down the rights to the name in several countries.
Those are the rules. See? That's what happens.
Yeah, but I think my argument would be the Space Force is going to have some kind of laser technology where the studios where they're filming Space Force could accidentally be vaporized.
Boots on the moon, Josh.
Speaking of boots on the moon.
Does the United States government, can't they...
Can they trump a trademark?
No. Yeah.
They'll work something.
No pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended.
I think the government can do anything they want. Isn't that the patent office just down the hall in the building?
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't see the producers of Space Force calling up the president going, hey, listen, why don't you guys go with, like, Starfleet? we own Space Force. Have you seen the show, by the way?
I have, yes.
And? Ooh, that didn't sound good.
It's okay. I love Steve Carell. I love Roy Wood Jr.
Yeah.
The gentleman, Noah Emmerich.
Oh, I love Noah Emmerich.
He's in it.
Noah Emmerich was the FBI guy in The Americans.
He's a great actor.
Putty's in it. I love
him. Really?
Cool. What's his real name? I forget his real name.
Who?
Patrick Warburton?
Patrick Warburton.
Oh,
okay. Oh my gosh.
Oh, of course. Okay,
he's your buddy.
Jane Lynch is in it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll
it's
have
a
to
great cast.
Show.
I haven't even ever even heard of this show.
Lisa Kudrow?
Mm-hmm. Huh. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. Everybody's in it.
Yeah, you would think. What was that movie you were talking about? Boy, oh boy, this movie, it should be a lot better than this with all these people in it. But yeah.
Cannonball Run 2? Well, I mean, it had a lot of good actors.
True. Dean Martin, Sammy Davis,
Jackie Chan.
You brought up boots on the moon. What about high heels?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. NASA plans to land the very first woman on the moon by 2024.
Yeah, right.
Oh. As well as the next man. NASA says that this historic moment will be achieved through NASA's pioneering Artemis Lunar Exploration Program.
Are they get a woman to go up there? They put a Macy's on the moon?
Oh, come on.
First of all, there's already a woman up there.
What do you mean there's already
a woman? Who do you think's cooking the food?
Who do you think's making the cheese up there? No, Alice Cramden.
She finally, he did it, huh? Man, he actually lived up to it.
Nothing funnier than domestic violence.
Abuse.
I'm going to hit you so hard, you're going to go to the moon. Hilarious. That's comedy.
NASA intends to explore a significantly greater expanse of the moon's surface with these lunar expeditions.
Well, be careful. There's no gravity up there. She might hit her head in the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like a third.
That gets nothing?
It's a third
it's
gravity.
A high-quality feminist joke.
It was almost uncomfortable.
What's the matter? Was the moon too quiet?
Oh.
So you can keep throwing out the evil area
putting
types.
Her makeup on in the capsule. Of course.
The temperature too even?
Do you suppose they have the argument on the space station about like we do here about the thermostat? You can just see this great international science thing, and Ivan, you touch the thermostat one more time, I kill you.
Well, of course, you know there is.
Or is that controlled down below?
I don't know. Men and women have different
temperatures. Is there some guy? Is there some guy in Houston
with one of those locking boxes over the thermostat?
Hey, Houston,
he's got a key.
She's cold again.
Are you guys complaining because it's too hot
just,
in there?
I'm just watching Josh prevent himself from ever having sex again.
Someone had to take the role of the idiot.
Are you saying that you've never been woke up in the middle of the night? I'm hot. Turn the fan on. That's never happened to you?
Who are you talking to?
You!
I'm not taking questions.
Happened all of
them. These mics are on.
By the way,
I
went into the building. Is it how's the temperature in your room over there, Pat? In the other
freezing?
Building,
freezing.
It's freezing in here too. It always
over there?
Changes the tuning of the guitar every second. Yeah.
Okay, because the other day I went into the other building and it was, I don't know, mid-80s. I went to. Did you see they locked the thermostat in there?
Did they really?
This tells you everything you need to know.
I had to make
about,
some phone calls
about Tom.
I had to make some phone
instead
calls.
Instead of saying, it was really warm, or boy, it got really hot in there. It's boiling in the studio.
Unacceptable. It's a professional outfit.
Speaking of lady astronauts, did you see where a former NASA astronaut, Kathy Sullivan, became the first American female spacewalker? She also has broken the diving. She's been to the lowest point in Earth, 36,000 feet underwater. The lowest point on Earth.
That's amazing.
Can you imagine?
That'd be scary.
Yeah, I could never get
The claustrophobia would be.
She's an astronaut.
Yeah.
She's going backwards.
Well, don't they sort of train because it's similar?
Yes.
Yeah, they do a ton of training in those giant pools to simulate spacewalks.
I didn't know that.
She's going backwards is a very funny line, actually.
Got nothing.
Yeah, I know it did. It deserved something.
It was a vacuum. No, like
it, it got exactly what it deserved. No, yeah. Chick, you with me on this?
Okay. Underwater, an astronaut. She went the wrong way. Watch,
turn that into one of those comedies.
Pat, I defend you. That's funny.
Ground and control to Mrs. Tom.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.